Lock the devil out of the building tonight. Let the devil know that you inherit. Let him know that you inherit. Let him know. Hallelujah. I don't know about you tonight, but somebody may be crying, but I come to let you know that God can.
Worship with us today, and we're just not just thankful, we're grateful for another day, that this day that the Lord has made. He said, let us rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. How you doing, brother?
Hey, man, God is good on this Sunday morning, man. We thank him. We just thank God for his mercy, and man, we thank him for his love. It's a wonderful day. It is a wonderful day today.
Yes, it is. It's a wonderful day in the Lord, and we just thank him. And one day it's hot, the next day it's cold here in Georgia, but guess what? We're still grateful and we're still thankful anyway. Another opportunity to get it right in his eyesight. And we just want to be about our Father's business at all times. And so, therefore, we come before you humbly this morning, and we just want you to understand that who God is and what he's about to bring forth in and through your life, and how, and if you don't know him, here's a chance. Here's another chance to find out who he is today, okay? Well, let us crack open this Bible and let's get into the word and have a blessed Sunday. Have a blessed Sunday. But we just honored by the man of God that's going to bring the word today. That's no other than Minister Henry Young, and we thank God for you. Thank God for you, sir.
Amen. Thank God for you, man. We thank God for our radio land and our folks that's listening. We just thank God for God being who he is. And we're looking for a word from the Lord today, man. I believe God has given us a word today that his people may be fed, man, and that we may overcome this enemy that we face every day. Amen.
That's right. Amen. Let's go into prayer. Father God, we just thank you today, Lord God, we thank you for who you are and everything that you're doing, Lord God. We thank you that, Lord God, you're magical and majestic, Lord God, that there's no ways like yours, Lord God. No mysteries like yours, Lord God. Lord God, that we just ask that we die today. Die this old, wicked man, Lord God.
Amen.
That a new one come on to be refreshed and renewed in the spirit of the Holy Spirit, Lord God.
Yes, God.
Oh, Father
God,
we just praise your name, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord.
Just cover us and keep us, continue to have your continued grace and continued mercy upon our souls, Lord God. For the crown of our heads, the very soles of our feet, Lord God, we worship you, Lord God, in spirit and in truth, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you. We bless your name this day and forevermore. It's in the name of the Father, the Son. Lord God, also, Lord God, for the man that I was going to bring before a word, Lord God, give him strength, Lord God. Lord God, speak through him. Lord God, speak through him to reach his people, reach your people, Lord God. Lord God, just Lord God, we ask for you increase, Lord God, that he decrease. Lord God, this moment, this second, this hour. It's in the name of the Father, Son, and bless the Holy Spirit. We say this prayer and offer unto you, Lord God. We bless your name. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. We just thank the Lord today for just his goodness. And I believe that the Lord has a word for us, myself, today. And we're going to just keep it simple. He gave me a word dealing with everyday struggles. Everyday struggles. Sometimes we just get into this rut and we just get into ourselves. And sometimes, man, we kind of get into our feelings and we get into a self-pity party, or sometimes it's legitimate and sometimes it's not. Sometimes we get into a rut where we can't just get out. And sometimes, man, we wonder, how low can I go? But God gave me a word today, and the word was, he says, it's not about your feelings. It's not how you feel, but it is what you know. It's not about how you feel, but it's what you know. I was given a story about this airline pilot that flew for United Airlines, and all day long before he was to have his flight, before he was to fly from New York to Chicago, he wasn't feeling good, and he had got into it with his spouse, and was just a down spirit, and his body was hurting. And matter of fact, he told me he had like the flu or something and just wasn't feeling good. And his spouse was kind of nagging about just something simpler, because we all go through this. We all go through, if you're married, you understand what I'm telling you. Sometimes it ain't peaches and creams all the time. It ain't that you don't love each other. But sometimes you just go through trouble. You just go through trials in your marriage and just go through things in life. And that particular day before he was on fly from New York to Chicago, inside his body, he wasn't feeling good. But as he got to the airport, listen to me. Mm-hmm. As he got to the airport and got into his 747, and his co-pilot looked over to him and asked, "Are you okay today?" He said, "Oh, I'm you know, they ain't feeling good, and I didn't sleep well last night, and you know, just trouble at the house." But we're going to still fly this plane. And stay with me now. And as he began to go through his checkpoints, and he began to check the temperature of the air on the outside of the plane, and as he began to check the fuel in the plane, and as he began to check the airport they was at, whether they was at right sea level, and as he began to check his rotors and his wings and stuff, as he taxied out onto the runway. Now, he's still feeling bad, and the problems he dealt with were still there. But as he began to taxi out onto the runway, he didn't go on how he was feeling. He went on what he knew to get this plane up. He didn't go on this trouble at the house. He just went on the knowledge he knew about, if I get this plane at 180 miles per hour, and I'm at sea level, and the temperature is still like around 80-85, and if I pull my wings back at 10 degrees longitude, this plane will rise. It's not how he felt, because he was still having a cold inside him, he was still feeling stuffy, and he was still having a headache, but he didn't go on how he felt at the time. He went on what he knew to be able to get this plane up. And sometimes we just got to leave how we feel and go on what we know to rise up every day of our lives. Sometimes we don't feel, listen to this, sometimes we don't even feel saved. We We don't even feel a hallelujah. We don't feel a joy sometimes. Sometimes we whoop ourselves to the point where we can almost convince ourselves that I'm not even saved. I'm not even worthy. But the word today is forget about your feelings. We got to go on what we know. And the Bible tells us that if you go to Romans 8 and 28, it says, we know that all things work together for the good. But then the love of God, then that are called and according to his purpose. That's not how I feel. I might not feel a shout today. I might not feel a hallelujah. I might not feel dancing. I might not feel like raising my hand. But I can't go into my feel.
Yes, sir.
I have to go on what I know. I know that God saved me. I didn't save myself. God saved me. I got to go on the word of God. The word of God says, for I am persuaded that neither the life, death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers to come present, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate me from the love of God. I can't go on how I feel. I got to go on what I know. God told me that I'm a chosen person. I'm a royal priesthood. I'm a holy nation. I'm the head and not the tail. I'm a lender and not a borrower. I can't go on how I feel sometimes. I got to go on what I know. He said he redeemed me, and he forgave me, and he sealed me by the Holy Ghost, and he sealed me in heavenly places. I can't go on what I feel like sometimes, but I got to go on what he told me. He says I'm a citizen of heaven. He says I'm acceptable and I'm loved. I can't sometimes go on how folks treat me and how they talk about me and how they persecute me. I got to go on the word that I know that God has given me. Now, I tell folks all the time, get out your feelings. We got to get on what I know. Now, the pilot did not go on his feelings to get that plane up. He went on what he knew. You sometimes got to go on what you know and not what you feel. You might not feel too good today, but you know if I put this key into this ignition, if I turn it, and I can get this car going, I can put some gas to it. Not on how I feel, but what I know I got to do. And we got to stop going on how we feel. And we got to go on what we know. God said he'll never leave me. Nor forsake me. The Bible says out of Philippians 3:4-15 that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. John 4:4 says, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I can't go on how I feel. I got to go on what I know. Deuteronomy 31:6 says, be strong and of good courage and fear not. Be not afraid of them. He will not fail thee nor forsake thee. I can't go on sometimes how what I feel. I got to go in that word with what I know. Isaiah 59:19 says, when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Bible says that the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. I can't go on what I feel. Sometimes I feel like I feel like giving up sometimes. I feel like just throwing the towel sometimes. I feel like, you know, just turning my back and walking away. But I can't go on how I feel. I got to go on what I know. He said, Job said, though he slay me, though he slay me, well, I trust in him. Job said, sometimes your body's going to get beat up. Sometimes your friend's going to talk about you. Sometimes, watch this now, listen to me. Sometimes the folks closest to you, Job's wife said, what you just going to curse him? Job's wife said, what you just going to curse him? And then all of a sudden, Job says, though he slay me, well, I trust in him. I can't go on how I feel. Yeah, my body is reeked with sores and reeked with pain, but sometimes you can't go on how you feel. Sometimes, folks, the closest folks to you will tell you to curse God. But you can't go on that. You can't go on how you feel. You can't go on how folks talk about you. You got to stay on that word that's inside you. The Bible said that the name of the Lord is like a fortitude tower. The righteous run to it, and they are safe. That's what the word says. You got to go back to that word, because that's what you know. That's what you know. And then when I was thinking about the pilot, I was thinking about that pilot. Sick is all get up. Came to the airport sick. Pilot came to the airport disgusted and just mad. And just kind of like, you know, like that old, that just, you know how sometimes we get into that, like, this is just crazy. I don't even feel like being here. But it don't matter how you feel sometimes. You got a job to do. You got to go on what you know. And what you know will get you up. What you know will get you to the next level. What you know will rise, have you rising up above your enemy. When he pulled his mission back, pulled the throttle back, he knew he had to get the plane to at least 180 miles per hour. He knew he had to flap the wings back to at least 10 degrees longitude. He knew that there was a right temperature, and he knew it was at sea level.
Mm.
He knew all of that to be able to get that plane up. It ain't how he felt. It's what he knew. And I'm telling you, today, we got to stop going on how we feel. Yeah, sometimes it's legitimate. Sometimes, man, folks will beat you up. And the folks that you think that you got your back, think that's in your corner, and they sometimes will even tell you, I love you, and, hey, you know, I just thank God, whatever. But I've seen with my own eyes, and listen to this, watch this. If you've never been hurt, and you've been hurt inside the church, it's a deep cut. It's a deep hurt. But you can't go on how you feel. You can't go on how folks treat you. You got to stay on that word of God and what you know. You got to stay on his promises. Even if mom and dad don't go, you got to do and stay on that word what God told you to do. Even when folks when you think the folks are going to be around you, even they drop by the wayside, you got to still go on what you know. This thing is so real that you got to put all your feelings aside, all your emotions aside sometime, and go and stay on what you know. God has been too good for us to play out him now. He brought us too far to just leave us alone. He can deliver us from some stuff, man, that nobody could deliver us but him. And guess what? He's been faithful when we wasn't even faithful. He's been in the corner we left the corner. He's been in the gap when there was no gap. He's made ends meet when there was no ends to be met. He's done it all. And he's still sitting on the right-hand side making intercession for us. He's still coming up with the blood of Jesus. We got to still go on the promises and go on what we know.
Can't go on what you feel.
Guess what? When you dot all your I's and cross all your T's, folks will still talk about you. When you've done all the A, B, and C's and the X, Y, and Z's, folks will still talk about you.
Can't go on how you feel.
You can't go on what folks say. You can't go on how they talk about you in the back room. You got to go on the word of God and what you know and the promises that God has already given to you. I'm not the head. I'm not the tail. I'm the head. God told me I'm the head. He said, I'm a chosen person. I'm the chosen people. And I'm a royal priesthood. I'm a holy nation. That's what he told me. He said, I'm a lender, not a borrower. That's what he told me.
He said,
you already got a seat in heavenly places for me. And he said, my faith has been sealed by the Holy Ghost. I've been redeemed. And he says, I've been forgiven because he forgave me. Nobody else forgave me, but he said, he forgave me. And guess what? He says, I'm acceptable. I'm acceptable in his eyesight. He saved me before the foundation of the earth. Saved me before I was in my mother's womb. He saved me. He did it. And I don't care if you get mad. You can get mad with God. He handpicked me. Why are you pointing fingers at me? Look at yourself before you start pointing fingers at somebody else. Look at yourself in the mirror before you start talking about folks. The Bible said that we all come short of the glory of God. I didn't make that up. The Bible says that. We all come short. We all come short. Even on our best day. Even when we think we're dying over the eye and crossing over the T, he said we all come short. But because of the blood of God, because of the blood of Christ, we are forgiven. And Lord, I thank you. I can't go on how I feel. Oh, I can't go on how I feel. There's been some days, man. I just want to throw the towel in, Brother Chris. There's been some days, man, where I go in the corner and start crying. I don't want to talk to nobody. I don't want to see nobody. I don't want to talk to nobody. I'm talking about I don't want to talk to no family member, no job member, no associates, nobody. But God said, it ain't about your feelings, son. It's about the promises I gave you. He said, I never leave you nor forsake you. God says, I'm standing right here in the gap. So a lot of folks out there today, man, tired of folks just picking on them, and being beat up because of whatever. being beat up because of social media, being beat up because you ain't impressed them enough, being beat up because you ain't in the same income bracket, because you don't look like me, because you don't talk like me, because you don't sound like me, and then all of a sudden your feelings get involved. And then all of a sudden, guess what? The enemy almost got you because you're playing into it. Stop going on how you feel and go on what you know.
Listen, now.
God saved you. He saved you. He forgave you. And he covered you with his blood. Even if we were the fastest person in earth, we couldn't even save ourselves. We couldn't catch our own selves. But God chose me, and God saved me, and I accepted Christ into my life. Come on, talk to me. I didn't save myself. God saved me. I do know that. But I got to go on what I know. And guess what? God is keeping me. He is keeping me. You can talk about me all you want. You can talk about till you blue it. You can talk about till you blue in your face. I'm going to do like the lady this lady was at the grocery store. This other lady began to talk down to her. Let me tell you this quick story. There was a lady in the supermarket, and she was saved, man. She got saved, but she lived a wretched life before she got saved. Oh, my goodness. She was out there. But one day, she gave her life to Christ, and Christ made her a new creature. Christ turned her around. Wow. She was going to hell, but now she's going to heaven. She was a sinner, but God made her a saint. She was going down, but now she's going up. And when she gave her life, she committed herself to him. All of a sudden, the devil threw a wrench in there. There came a lady she met in the store, and she came to her. She said, so I heard you saved. I heard you love the Lord now. You won't know when I saw you 10 years ago. You still ain't nothing. She just began to curse the lady, just talk all kinds of this nasty stuff to her. And all of a sudden, the Holy Ghost fell on the lady that was pushing back. She says, sister, I'm just going to pray for you. She said, I don't need your prayer, but sister, I'm just going to pray for you because God has blessed me. I just want you to be delivered from where you at. And she says, I don't want none of your prayer. You just keep your prayers to yourself. But the sister began to praise God in the spirit realm. And she began to praise God like never before. And the Holy Ghost fell on her in aisle 5 and where the eggs were. And she began to praise God. And all of a sudden, the lady that would start talking smack to her, she ran away. Let me tell you something. Sometimes, you just got to go all out. Because the devil don't mind going all out on you. You got to sometimes say, Lord, I'm going to praise you anyhow. In spite of, don't matter what folks say, don't matter what folks look at me like I'm crazy, don't matter what, look here, I told you earlier, folks going to talk about you anyway. They're going to talk about whether you keep your mouth closed. They're going to talk about whether you praise God like you're crazy. They're going to talk about you anyhow. So why not praise God? Why not get into the realm of praising him? Why not get into the spirit of worshiping him? Why not say, Lord, you know what? You've done it all anyway, God, and I'm going to give you your praise, which is due. And, Lord, as the lady began to praise God on aisle 5, things changed. In the store, the lady that was dogging her out got her basket and ran away. As she began to praise God on aisle 5, folks around her felt the anointing. Folks around her began to clap and began to cry because the power of God is so powerful. You don't know how you're going to affect people if you just let this thing go and allow God to be God in our lives. As she began to praise God on aisle 5, things begin to move. Folks begin to see God. God will use whoever he want to use, whenever he want to use this, because he is God. You can't dictate how God brings the world. You can't dictate how God reaches folks. God will use whoever, whatever situation, use whoever he wants to.
Yes, sir.
Purpose.
Yes, sir.
It ain't how you feel. Is how you what you know, and I thank God this morning for knowing him, for the pardon of my sins. I thank God that I knew that he wore me out of situations, and watch this, he's going to continuously keep me. God is my refuge. He's my source of power. I can't do nothing without him. Nothing. Everything I think I'll be is because of him. Everything I have is because of him. Hey, how you feel? It's what you know. I know today I know right now today somebody going through something right now that's so strong, it's a stronghold on your life. I know right now some stuff that you're dealing with right now that you don't even want to talk about. I know some stuff right now, man, that's in your closet that you don't even want to deal with yourself. But God is trying to do a new thing at a new time.
Yes, he is.
If God don't care, he don't care about none of that status stuff. He don't care. Look at here. Look at here. Don't worry about folks hating on you. Don't worry about folks talking about you. Jesus had some haters. Had a whole lot of haters. Don't think that everybody ate the fish and the bread was with Jesus. Sometimes they just come to the cookout just to eat. They just come to the fish fry to eat and then talk about
it. Yes, sir.
After God fed them, they still talked about it. After God broke bread with them and prayed over them, they still talked about it. After they ate all that stuff up, the family members ate, they ate, cousins ate, they still talked about it. Don't try to worry about what folks talking about because they're going to talk about you anyhow. Oh, boo, you can be the perfect agent. They're going to still talk. They was talking about Mother Teresa. They was talking about, they don't care. Folks don't talk about you, but look here. The same folks that talk about you, God can use them to elevate you. The Bible says elevation and promotion comes from above. God pulls down one and elevates the other. The same folks that dog you, God can use them to get his message across. The same folks, man, that try to stab you in your back, God, someone used him to raise you up. Jesus had haters. Had haters his whole life. And the day before his crucifixion, the haters whipped him. They whipped him the night before the crucifixion. They whipped him to the point of they couldn't even recognize who Jesus was. But as they whipped him, they walked him to the cross. They walked him to Golgotha, which was on the hill. They walked him. And the same haters that whooped him and beat him up and talked about him were the same folks that nailed him. And the same folks that nailed him were the same folks that crowned him. And the same folks that crowned him were the same folks that raised him. God said, I'll be lifted up. I'll draw all men unto me.
Oh, man, that's me. Come on, sir.
All the
Come
folks
on,
that's talking about
Come on.
God can use them to raise you up.
Come on,
in such a time like this, the same folks that crown you with thorns on your head and laugh in your face, God's going to use them. Don't go on how you feel. Go on what you know. Christ
what
knew.
You know.
Go on what you know. Not how you feel. Because if we go on how we feel, we're going to fail every time. Some mornings I don't feel like getting up, but I know I got to go to work. Someone, I don't feel like hallelujah, but I know he woke me up. Don't go on how you feel. Go on what you know.
On what you
God
know.
God says, if I be lifted up, I'm going to draw all men. I'm going to draw everybody to me. You just got to be lifted up. He just got to be lifted up. And allow him to do what he does. Allow God to be God. Allow him to show off. Let him be God in your life. Let him be the redeemer.
Yeah.
Let him be the restorer.
Yes,
let him be the perfect peace. Let him be what he want to be. Let him be who he is. He said, I am who I am. Let him be all that in your life. Lord, we thank you this morning. We thank you, God.
Yes,
we thank you, God, for your power. Thank you for the Holy Ghost. Lord, we thank you right now. Lord, we just ask God this. If there's anybody right now just needing God to do a new thing, to turn it around for them right now, God is calling you out. You don't have to wait. You don't have to wait till a tragedy. You don't have to wait till somebody dies. You don't have to wait till you're on your deathbed. God is calling you out right now. Oh, in the name of Jesus. He's calling you out. Calling you to the vineyard. He has a purpose for your life. Right now. In the name of Jesus. Pastor Sharp, you just lead us to prayer right now, Pastor. Lead us to prayer, Pastor.
Lord God, we just thank you this morning there again, Lord
God.
And we don't go out how we feel. We go on what we know, Lord God.
Yes, God.
Through the trials and many tribulations that you put us through, that we've gone through, Lord God. You know, Lord God, that if we're here, we never fail them, Lord God, because yet we still fighting on. We still can take the test, Lord God. And even though that we understand that the teacher doesn't talk while the test is being taken, Lord God, we still reverence you and reverence your presence, Lord God.
Yes, God.
We thank you, Lord God, for covering us. We thank you for the man of the hour, the spokesman of the hour, that you brought this message to us, Lord God, Lord God, that, Lord God, we won't go on how we feel. We'll go on what we know.
Yes,
Lord
God,
we just thank you, Lord God, that everything that you've done, this service, Lord God, we praise you. We magnify you. We thank you for dropping the Holy Spirit by.
Yes,
come
God.
Worship with us and spirit and truth there again, Lord God. But everything that was delivered through from the man of God, Lord God, restore, Lord God. Restore.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Restore,
yes,
Lord God, that we may eat again, Lord God.
Yes,
what a powerful word. What a powerful message that you brought through the man of God, Lord God. Lord
thank
God,
you,
we
Lord.
Just thank you, Lord God. We can go on another day, Lord God.
Thank
we can
you,
go
Jesus.
On another few days, Lord God. Lord God, we just thank you. We thank you for the food this morning, Lord God.
Yes,
oh,
yes,
we praise you, Lord God. Receive our praise, because, Lord God, you said it's like sweet incense to our nostrils in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And, Lord God, that the one that is struggling, whether they want to come forth and be in the kingdom, be royalty, Lord God. Lord God, we just pray for them right now, Lord God, that they will cross those barriers, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
And give in. That one that was in the club last night, Lord God, that want to come over and join this club, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. The one that's lonely, the one that has come and is ready to take their life, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
Lord
yes,
God,
Lord.
We just thank you, Lord God. That they don't go on how they feel.
Yes, God.
But they go on what they know, Lord God. We
yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Lord God.
Thank
you, Lord God. Thank you for representing today, Lord God. We praise
thank
you. Bless your name.
Yes.
Amen. Father, Son, and blessed Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. My.
Yes, sir.
Oh,
yes,
powerful
sir.
Message. Powerful message, sir. Powerful message, man. Oh, my God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey.
Powerful, man.
Brother Strawberry, give them the address. I mean, give them the number and the your website. I mean, your email if they got questions or they want some prayer or something.
If you want prayer, if you just want a prayer, you want to join us and be a part of a growing ministry, and especially if you don't have a church home, you know, we would like to be that foundation for you. You can give us an email, you know, email us at revstraw@gmail.com. That's revstraw@gmail.com. Or you can also email Henry Young. Is it Henry Young 112?
Yes, sir. Henry Young 112@gmail.com. If you want to just email me or text me. And we just thank God for you. I mean, any questions, even if you just want to talk. Just with prayer or in confidence that, you know, that your situation going through and you just want to talk to somebody, please just email me or call me. My number is 706-834-2513. That's 706-834-2513 if you got just want to talk a prayer or just whatever. But God is still waiting for you. Amen.
Yes, yes, yes. So, yes, you definitely email us. Definitely email us and let us know how you feel or just want to speak. Or just want to be counseled. You know, we don't mind listening to you. We might have something to tell you. But nevertheless,
amen.
We just thank you. We just thank you. And we thank the Spirit of God for allowing us to come into your homes this morning and share with you the Word of God. Also, if you live in the Augusta area, We will on April 2nd. April 2nd. The time is not determined at just the moment, but time and location not determined at just the moment. But we are more so. We have a location, but we don't want to just give it out right now because it might change. But here in Augusta, we will have a worship Sunday. It'll be April 2nd on a Sunday, and we'll be together. And that'll be our first worship service of our own, our first group. And we just thank you for tuning in with us again today, and hopefully that, you know, April 2nd be the day that you come by. You know, but you can all, you can give your life to Christ anytime. That's anytime, man. You ain't got to wait till Sunday. You ain't got to wait till Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. You can give your life to God anytime.
Amen.
Anytime. Amen. I believe that we committed to the Spirit of the Lord today and have done what He called us to do. Our next service is on Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please join us again. And by all means, you know, there's power. There's power in serving. That's our mission here on First Street, that there's power in serving. We got to
serve
today. Amen. Amen. Minister, now you can take us out of here.
Lord, we thank you, God. We thank you for your power and your mercy, God. We thank you, God, for everything. We ask that you keep us, God, until the next time. God, keep us from any hurt, harm, and danger. God, bless our families. Cover us up with the blood until the next time. Love God, love yourself, and don't go on how you feel. Go on what you know. Amen. Bless you.
Amen. God bless you. That's our time for today.